B-Pod Studios.
This is the home of the Bruins, the Celtics, and these guys. Toucher and Rich on Boston's home for sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Yeah, 1-2-1-2. We all say that, though. It's in our blood.
98.5 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. You can watch us on Twitch, twitch.tv. You can get the 98.5 The Sports Hub app, as you just heard. Get it at your app store. 617-779-0985. Tom, go ahead.
I feel so bad for the guy that has to film that freaking show with those two tool bags. I mean, oh my God. I'm getting douche chills just listening to that. When I get off, you guys need to play a little more Matthew McConaughey, because I got to rinse my palate after hearing that. Absolute garbage. I almost want to hand the guy who filmed it or produced it a beer and be like, dude, it's okay. Just here's a drink. Just take it easy. You'll be fine. By the way, Freddie T, Scott Zolak says you're an ass, but I'm not going to say that because I love you, baby.
When did he say that to you?
So I guess Nick's a call screener, right? So I hear Zolak in the back, tell Freddie's an ass. Nick repeats it, and I'm just like, okay, yeah, sure, just get me on air.
Well, there you go. So, like, I don't know why he's here so early, but he is running around. I don't know if he's got Belichick or what he's got.
Yeah, he does Belichick on Fridays.
Also. Yeah.
All right.
Well, there so you he's go. Recording that. By the way, I don't fault Gronk in any of this. I think Gronk's just there because they tell him to be there. Like, he also isn't trying to turn this. I just feel bad because they made him read, and he's not very good at it. Like that, I felt bad for.
They did not put him in the best position to succeed in this endeavor.
Well, I can play it without all the other stuff going on. I mean, I can play it just straight. All right, here they continue to read their mean tweets. This is Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski.
Started writing that the dude is huge. His catching ability is crazy. That tip ball he caught is unbelievable.
So then he buttered you up.
Yeah, he buttered me up.
So that's not even a mean tweet. That's like a neutral tweet.
These guys are so nice.
I know. I'm telling you, we have great fans here. I think these are the nicest fans I've ever heard.
They're trying to be mean, but they can't be.
How about this one? This one's pretty good. Tom Brady stinks at golf. LMAOO. They watch one golf match of me, for crying out loud. You know what I mean?
I had bad
six holes, all right?
I had bad six holes.
Give me a break.
That is funny because I can't just let her cry.
Oh, Hootie is here.
Golf joke. Hootie shows up wherever there's a golf joke.
Yep.
Flew down from the clouds, gave Tom Brady a nice little high five and a nod, flew back up to the heavens.
Now he's on his way to Rick Riley's house. He's sitting in Denver waiting for him to open his email this morning. All right, here we go. This is Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski. They're reading mean tweets.
I had bad six holes, all right? Give me a break.
That is funny because I came in, I was like, you're pretty good at golf, and then you told me you stink at golf too, so.
I know.
It's not that mean if he's just telling the truth. But you did hit like that one great shot over the summer.
It was a good shot.
That was a good shot.
I usually, I could find a decent one.
All right, my turn. Come on, let's
hear the meanest one you got.
All right. First look at Gronk in a Buccaneers uniform. And then Aiden Antoninitis. He's got tendonitis.
Oh, boy. What's he trying to say? Oh, boy.
Was he saying he's got tendonitis?
Did someone like whisper in his ear?
And tendonitis, I think, was two different words, and he connected them to make anti-tendonitis.
I have to admit, I didn't make it this deep into the video, so I'm not sure. I cut it off. Right,
here he is reading. What is he saying? And tendonitis?
I thought it's and tendonitis, two different words, and he combined them to anti-tendonitis.
I thought at first he was trying to pronounce somebody's last name who sent the tweet, but that's not the case.
No, let's take a listen.
And then Aiden Antoninitis.
Oh, okay. I get it. That's not someone who can read well. That is not someone who can read well.
Come on. Okay. Bucks of social media.
And
edit that out.
Aiden Antoninitis.
You come on, Bucks people. But that's just mean. Why would you? Why would you leave that in there for him?
Why? Because I think he sounds good.
And then Aiden Antoninitis.
Uh, I feel legit bad for Gronk, man. That is, they did him dirty, leaving that. Cut it out of there.
All right, Gronkowski, can you spell "they did you dirty"? Can you say it?
Antinitis.
Okay, very good. I understand. Ben, go ahead.
Good morning, Mr. Influence Fred. How are you, sir?
Hey, thank you. At Fred Tutcher on Instagram.
1,400 accounts just to follow you and be influenced.
Thank you.
I really think before you guys fire up the hoot, man, Darius Rucker, you might want to throw a disclaimer. The last time you did that after a golf joke, my wife and I were listening. We were in the car, and she seriously thought Darius Rucker had died. She says, why is he coming? Did he die? Why is he coming down from the clouds? I didn't know he died.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to cause a panic. That's true. You don't want to get everyone.
As an influencer, you got to be careful for that stuff. But I will continue to follow you and be influenced on a regular basis. Thank you.
I appreciate it. There you go. All right. Well, we continue.
And then Aiden Antinitis. He's got tendonitis. So he's hurting already. So that's why he's writing mean tweets.
Okay.
Yeah. He looks fat, he writes.
To you.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, that's so mean. Ruben M., how is old busted down Gronk a 95 rating? Hasn't played in a year. No way.
All right, so he got right back on the horse.
Yeah.
Now he's reading like there's no tomorrow. It's like he hit a snag, and now he's free of the snag. And now he's like running free.
It's a glitch in the video game, Fred.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
I mean, he said, and not tend to buy buzz, and then he just started reading like there's no tomorrow.
I can't stop thinking about what dicks the social media people hear. You left that in there?
Well,
cut that out.
Spent 3 years at a pretty prestigious university. I mean, Arizona's not Arizona State. It's supposed to be the good one.
It is. Okay.
Yeah, Arizona's the good one.
All right.
Yeah, Arizona State's the party school. Yeah, Arizona's in beautiful Tucson. It's by lush mountain ranges.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness. I mean, you got to. I mean, he can't read. I mean, that's got to be a problem. I mean, if you're the University of Arizona, I mean, at least wouldn't you? I can see taking him, but don't you think after 3 years at University of Arizona, he'd be able to read?
Yeah, that's crazy.
You hear stories, man. I don't know.
I am starting to question the NCAA's if they're really making sure these guys are academically sound.
How is old busted down Gronk a 95 rating? Hasn't played in a year. No way. Nobody has ever come back from a year in retirement to a 95 rating. Nobody. Well, I did. So that's one person. And then one more. Brady McCoy and Gronk are like 120 years old combined. I think we are.
Close, but not close. Quite. Almost. Yeah. Not quite.
And thank you. We aged well then.
Yes, we did.
And the Bucks put that out.
I know. Well, that's okay. I keep
saying
that.
It's not like we're being mean and playing audio that, you know, is B-roll footage of the Bucks that we somehow got our hands on. I mean, that is something that the Bucks are advertising. Hey, come on and take a gander.
Like, I like Rob Gronkowski. Like, he's obviously a pretty nice guy. Everyone likes him. Like, that's a dick move to put that out.
Can't read.
I mean, that is The Simpsons.
Hats go on your head.
Yeah, I mean, that's not far off.
That is The Simpsons, you know, when they were mocking Rob Gronkowski. You know, that's exactly the way they did it. And
hell to the die, little bro.
Come on, Homer, put on the hat.
I feel so bad
that I'm not going to play it again.
No, but as I said, I didn't even hear that. And when we played, I'm just like, dude, how are you not pissed at the social media people for putting it in the universe?
Yeah, you didn't hear it. That's the same old song. You're out to get Gronk. Maybe you're working on the sly for the Tampa Bay people.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, that is not good. That is the University of Arizona just saying, dude, please stop doing this. This is a major issue. That is not good. That is
By the way, if you haven't seen the Simpsons Boston episode lately, that's a double watch.
Hats go on your head.
I mean, it's pretty fantastic.
That was Nick when he brought in the stuff from the Boston Fire Department. I said, Nick, what am I supposed to, who is this all for? What am I supposed to do with this stuff? And he said, okay.
And he said,
Hats go on your head.
They do.
That's right.
We have hats to try it on.
Hell to the third, little bro. Yeah.
Come on, Homer. Put on
they
the
just
hat.
Had Gronk just make a face and go, hey.
They just didn't even bother writing dialogue. They just said that he, on the script, it just says, just devolves into grumbling.
It said guttural sound.
Yeah. It just
hell to the third, little bro.
Come on, Homer, put on the hat.
This is what Nick said when he handed the stuff from the fire department to my son.
He said,
hell to the third, little bro.
Come on, Homer, put on the hat.
All right, very good. No one can read. Everyone's very dumb. All right, we'll be back in just a matter of moments.
Hats go on your head.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
This is the home of the game. And these guys, Toucher and Rich, on Boston's home for sports, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Yeah, me and my man finna get up on some discos. Come on.
What you want?
Disco.
We got it for you.
Up in the club, we make them disco. On the street corners, make them disco. Come on.
What you need?
Disco.
We got more for you.
In the barbershops, make them disco. At the beauty shots, make them disco. Come on.
Up in the club, we want a disco. On the street, we got a disco. Everybody better disco.
Come on, I wanna see y'all take it down on the floor. You run in the slum, so we came with some more. I hate y'all people, hate them people who like
98.5 the sports sub or Toucher and Rich. What's going on, Rich?
All right, so we were talking earlier about whether this Patriots team needs to start being sellers, and you guys seem to think that they should go ahead and start doing it now.
Well, let me qualify that. I don't think that they should get rid of everyone. John and I agree. I wouldn't get rid of McCourty because of his leadership. I don't think this is a total rebuild by any stretch of the imagination. I don't think that but I don't know what's outside of the young players who you control. I don't, after Devin McCourty, I can't think of someone who's untouchable.
I get that. Yeah. So that's,
so
your opinion.
Rich. Yeah. I'm not saying like a wholesale get rid of everyone but there are, you should not be a buyer. You should be a seller, not a buyer.
That part of that goes along with, McCourty and even Dante Hightower when he comes back next year. Older players that you probably won't get a lot for at this point in their careers.
Okay, John, you're actually not talking about what I'm talking about. Is it right now you guys think that they should be sellers?
Okay. Yes.
Yes.
And my opinion was, I think you give them two more games to figure that out because you don't have to make that decision until the trade deadline, which gives them two more games. And I think these last two games were, you had Jared Stidham, and with Stidham and Hoyer, you got really close. I mean, you went toe-to-toe with the Chiefs with two of the worst quarterbacks in the league that have started a football game. And then you had last week, which they had 2 days of practice in 2 weeks. I just think it's been weird, and in 2 weeks we'll know a little bit more. But Fred and John, to add more weight to the way you're thinking, you might not be the only one thinking that way. Maybe the organization is thinking this way. I don't know if you saw this yesterday, but the Patriots released quote-unquote all-dynasty team.
Yeah. Wow.
So the Patriots Hall of Fame, they announced this thing that they've got. It's part of an exhibit celebrating the franchise's success the past two decades, and they had a team of experts and fan voting the all dynasty team.
I picked it. Now, basically. They went to me. They said, "Fred, you picked the team." I said, "All right, I'll get on it." All right.
Well, then, Fred, the obvious question to you then: by making an all dynasty team, aren't you saying that the dynasty is over?
Yes. Yes, that's exactly what you're doing. Nice. No, you didn't ask me, but that's the truth.
Yeah, it's a nice round number. Yeah. It's 20 years. Oh. Yeah, it's over. Brady's gone. Yeah, the dynasty's over. Yeah.
I mean, it's like they're just saying, all right, so you remember what the great times? We do, too. And we want you to remember that, because we sure as hell aren't in the middle of that now.
Yeah, only in a museum. Yeah.
Only in a museum.
Put a nice little bow on it. Give it its own wing. Perfect.
Well, yep. So as much as I'm sitting here going, yeah, give him two more games, the team themselves or the organization is saying, yeah, I think that whole thing is over with. We're not going to include this part of it, I don't believe, into this dynasty talk.
Yeah, there won't be a 30
Brady years.
Yeah, there's not going to be a 30th dynasty. Yeah, they're capping it at 20. They know when to get out. Is what they're saying.
So, I mean, yes. I just saw that. I was like, all right, well, you're just throwing in the towel then. I mean, this is something that it's just a bad look to put that out there. And there's been a whole bunch of controversy about who got in and who didn't. The only one that I thought was funny, who was it this morning? Who was it Troy Brown who was tweeting the list? Because, taking a look at the people that they have here at wide receiver, you've got Randy Moss, Wes Welker, Julian Edelman. No, it wasn't Troy Brown. Deion Branch. Deion Branch obviously didn't make this. And he retweeted this list with just a bunch of emojis of the guy with his hand in his face. Like, you've got to be kidding me.
He didn't even make, they have an honorable mention at the bottom. He didn't even make that. They put Danny Amendola on that list and not him.
That's a kick. I think a Super Bowl MVP. Is it because they traded you and you came back disgraced?
It's a great question. Why would he not be on there? Like, at least an honorable mention.
Well, that's the guy. Before he got traded, he made a bunch of big catches, was a Super Bowl MVP. And the argument was, who should be on that roster? He or that was the social media thing on Slant. Should it be him or Welker on that list? Because the other guys, you really can't argue about.
Well,
you can't
Welker
argue about
win.
Edelman, Troy Brown, and Randy Moss. They contributed a lot. But I don't understand why you have to choose. Why can't you just tack Deion at the end there? Is there some kind of rule that you can only have four receivers on the team?
Well, that's what they told me when they told me to pick the team.
Okay. Yeah.
Lonnie Paxton made, by the way, they had two, and I know this is a kind of, I think they might have done this kind of as a wink, too.
Okay.
They do have two long snappers.
Why?
Because I do think it's kind of like a cute Belichick values these things.
Okay.
It's got to be. That's on purpose.
Okay.
Because they're not doing that without the knowledge
We have two kick returners and a punt returner on this team. The whole thing is a bunch of garbage. It's only for publicity. I get it.
Edelman was very solid.
Oh, my God.
But you know who made it on there? Because you couldn't not have him.
Slater.
Yeah.
Well,
special teamer.
You're not going to put him on the special. He's a Hall of Famer.
I'm a Hall of Famer, baby.
That's
right. Yeah, look out. I'm the best gunner this side of the Mississippi.
I think that was our friend Matt Chatham who said that he should go into the Hall of Fame.
Absolutely. Yes, you should put people in the most arbitrary positions in the Hall of Fame.
Hey, listen, is he one of your best to do it?
Yeah, man. Because, they wanted Randy Moss to be a gunner, but they're like, I don't know. You should probably stick at receiver. That was one of those things. But, listed as a receiver, but a special teamer in your hearts. But they did. I knew he was going to be on there because you got to have Slater. There is going to be a debate about him going to the Hall of Fame, and that is going to be just an exciting time.
There has been a debate. A hot debate.
I know. They just said, let's take a guy who's not good enough at his real position and put him in the Hall of Fame.
they drafted Matthew Slater as a special teamer.
Yes. Yeah,
they
really
drafted
fast.
Him in the fifth round. He wasn't like a throwaway seventh round pick. He was a fifth round draft pick, Matthew Slater.
And he's a very nice man.
Yes.
And he's a nice leader, and he's very good, apparently, at what he does.
Mm-hmm.
And
not that you could really tell, other than the fact that he's first down there on punts.
Well, it's one of those things. If they're saying his name, you don't want that.
Seasonal allergies.
Yeah. So did you? Yeah. How did you? I'm talking all the clips. Now, Mr. Matthew Slater, how did you react when you found out you were on the old all dynasty team?
Ah, how do we feel about tasting the sweet nectar of victory?
I wonder if you have if Slater's feeling a little melancholy about that, because it's like the good old days are gone.
Can't break the guys down as much as you used to.
No.
Yeah.
No.
He could play forever. Why couldn't he play forever? I mean, he's never going
to
get slow.
At the age of 40, he probably won't be first down on punts. He might be third or fourth.
I don't know. You could stay fresh. You could still be fast.
What was that ridiculous stat that was last year? It was something that he was the reason. Like, you could attest his special teams play to, like, swinging two different games, I think. Like, if it wasn't for his, like, whether it was a he was able to get a fumble or cause, you know, some sort of recovery during a kickoff return or a punt return. Like, he was responsible for, I think, the swing in two games.
That's okay. Like when Jackie Bradley Jr. looked at Vorp and couldn't figure it out and legitimately asked, not kidding, on Twitter the other day, how the hell did you figure any of this out? It was wins above replacement, going to his right, going back, going forward, and going left. And he's like,
I thought that was UZR.
Oh, that might be UZR. Vorp. Yeah. Is Vorp's not, is Vorp, Vorp is, that's a defensive that, metric.
That's beyond
it?
Me. I'd actually have to look. I'm not positive.
I think Vorp is a defensive metric, but I'm wrong. But but anyway, and so suffice to say, these players can't figure out what the hell, how people are figuring this stuff out, let alone us as fans.
It's value of a replacement player. It's an overall metric, not a defensive metric.
All right. So whatever the UZR, right, whatever the defensive metric is, which is a guy sitting and watching every single play in every single baseball game and tracking in his opinion if another player could have gotten to that ball.
Mm-hmm.
It's That's the most right. useless,
yeah.
stupid stat in the history of the world. That was the stat that, like, Jim Edmonds wasn't a good center fielder.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, these are like, it was ridiculous. But anyway, so
whatever. He was pissed off, right? So he got angry that he didn't, was it the, what did he not win? The Gold Glove?
Did win a Golden Glove. That's the thing.
No, Jackie Bradley Jr.
But yesterday he was a news story. Why was that?
He was ranked, I don't think he was nominated for a Gold Glove for a center fielder, but is my understanding, but he was rated the number one center fielder in baseball, according to this metric. And what he had tweeted out was actually self-effacing in a way, is the way I read it, saying, like, how the hell did you come up with this? Which made him number one. But what the picture was of a diamond, and it was numbers in each of the four sections. And one was if going right, his wins were a glove replacement, going back, going to his left, and then coming in. And it made no sense. It was just stupid. But he was the best at it, apparently. I don't know. Ask Peter Abraham. He's all ornery on Twitter. He's all mad they don't have Mookie Betts anymore. He's out in L.A. He's just going to the Comedy Store and hanging out with Kinison's friends. That's what Peter Abraham's up to right now. There's a rumor that Bruce Springsteen's maid is cleaning up at the Four Seasons, so he's been in the lobby 24/7. During the off day.
There's a guy we worked with who camped out to meet Springsteen.
His name is Jimmy Barron.
No, someone that we work with. Well, I don't know if we still work with him currently, but
no, Jimmy Barron did that too.
I know.
Yeah, he camped out at the Four Seasons when Springsteen was recording in Atlanta. And he said Bruce was a nice guy, and he got to meet him, and he was probably in his mid-40s when he met him, and he was unapologetic.
I'm not going to lie. I one time went to a church that I had heard Bono was going to go to while they're in town. And I sat there and looked all over for him, and he never showed up.
Oh, I didn't know who you were talking about, but a little birdie told me that you were talking to the guy who wanted to meet Springsteen.
Yes,
that he was a man of much mystery.
Mystery. Yes, that he was... Yep,
there. A redheaded stranger.
He found out the hotel he was staying at and camped out to get an autograph. Yep, yeah. He's done that with many a guy.
Yeah. Well, once you get that autograph, you're probably feeling pretty good, I guess. It's a lot of drinks at the Four Seasons.
You think it's inside? No, those are all taken outside.
No, Jimmy was inside. But
that worked out for him. Like, he had a conversation with him and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, that was kind of rad.
Yeah, that's something that you should feel pretty proud about. Is that you camped out to meet another man and then bothered him. That's not something that would be... How would you feel if someone camped out to meet you? It's one thing if they come up to you when they see you. It's another thing if they've been sitting around all day wanting to meet you. That's weird.
But he sat down with him and talked to him for like 30 minutes. Like, that's unbelievable.
The whole time I would be just so ashamed of myself. I wouldn't be able to enjoy it. I wouldn't be able to be present. The whole time I would just think, what a fool I am.
So, I don't know if there's anybody that... Well, I mean, I guess like I went to that church, but I was just going to say hello if Bono was there and go hi. But I don't think there's anybody that I'm that crazy about where I would want to like stalk them enough to sit down and have a 30-minute discussion with them.
I have
There's people on my list of people I've always wanted to interview, like always.
Right.
You know, like Willie Nelson's still at the top of that list. I've always wanted to sit down and just talk to him and talk to him about everything.
Here's the deal, though. If you had a, like, I had a friend, well, Tim, the Dropkicks, that were playing a festival with the Descendants, and I asked, and through connections, I got the email address of Milo Ackerman and talked to him via email and then met him, which I feel has been set up, and we have mutual friends. And so it's not, that wasn't weird, even though it was still kind of weird. It wasn't weird.
Yeah.
Like he was expecting it and knew who I was.
Yeah.
That's totally different than just waiting around for someone to show up.
No question.
And like bombarding them like you've been sitting around all day. I think that that's completely different.
What is that?
That's the hot take alarm. John's about to say something. All right. We have the stat coming up, Rich. What will we talk about?
Oh, we got all the 2K1 ratings for the Boston Celtics. Who's at the top of the list? Who's very happy to be at the top of
the
list?
They better fix that game or no one's going to buy it because the last 2K game was a disaster.
I heard the new ones. Actually, I have the new one and I haven't played it yet. I heard it's excellent.
Is that the one with Lillard on the cover?
It is. Okay. I guess they blew it on the last one. Right. And I think that they fixed what pissed people off.
Because the base MLB game, the show, is great now. And Madden is playable again because they have it where you draft a team and then play online.
Yeah.
So it's not like you're playing a season and all this shenanigans. Like, it's kind of fun. So, yeah, because 2K got way ahead of itself and just went, we're going to screw everyone that bought this thing. And then
it wasn't fun. Like that, the last one, not this one, but the one before it, it was just a cluster F. I couldn't figure out how to work it.
No, it was now, you had to pay to enjoy the game. Like you bought the game.
Yep.
And then in order to enjoy it, they wanted you to continue paying for it, which is ludicrous. It's one thing if you can play the game. And, you know, and if you want to, you can spend money. It's another thing. It's almost required. And by the way, no one's playing Fortnite anymore. Fortnite is out the window.
By the way, if you guys dodged that bullet.
Good.
Well, good. If anyone's playing 2K21, let me know how it is. I'd actually like to hear it. 617-779-0985. Because I haven't, and I haven't opened it yet, and I want to play
it. Maybe that's an email thing.
Or tweet us. Yeah, let me know. Because I don't want to waste my time if it's the same as the other one. But I've heard that they had such a backlash over the last NBA 2K
I would hope
that
so.
They fixed it.
I would hope so, because I never bought it. And I'd buy all that stuff, and I never bought it. All right, we'll be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Hear the headlines.
Mark. This is not your conventional sports radio show.
It's become painfully clear.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
Johnny and Five, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Johnny Boy, who brings us this?
Stack is brought to us by Window Nation. It's their buy two, get two free sale. No down payment, no payments, 0% financing for 12 full months. Check them out online at windownation.com.
I'm getting mixed reviews on the NBA 2K21 from people, 2K21, who have played this game. Some people are saying it's fine, and then there's a lot of people saying that it's the same as the last one and still frustrating. So there you go. I'll probably give it a try this weekend just to see for myself, and then, of course, I'll be satisfied. But the Celtics have been ranked, just as all the other players have, and I know these players flip out over this. I guess one of the players in the Celtics commented and said this is one of his dreams, is it being in a certain category. But let's start from the bottom of the starting five. Marcus Smart. He has an 80. Now, this is like one out of 100, okay? So just to give you an example, I believe LeBron James was ranked a 98 in this game, and Anthony Davis was a 96. So just to kind of put things on the scale of where those guys are at, Marcus Smart is at an 80. Okay. Then you go Gordon Hayward with an 83. Both Kemba Walker and Jaylen Brown right there at 86. And Jason Tatum in the very elite 90-plus group, except he is just 90.
That's no surprise. When he was a rookie, he's not even rated that high, but he's ridiculous. My son, like an idiot, we would always draft teams. That's the way we play, all-timers.
Mm-hmm.
But he would always end up with Tatum, and then you'd have like Jordan and Magic and like Kareem on the floor, and Tatum would be shooting threes from half court, making everything.
Yeah.
It's a Boston fan. Someone from like MIT is in charge of that game. It's ridiculous.
So if you take a look at like who the top guys are in the league, who they have here, you know, Giannis Antetokounmpo, he is at a 97. LeBron, by the way, is just like, I mean, he's at a 98, so it's ridiculous. As a matter of fact, if you look at his scores from like 2006 on, it's 97, 98, 97, 98, 96, yeah. 97, 98, 98. In 2014, he was 99.
What's the variance?
Highest.
I mean, why is it higher or lower by one? I don't understand that at all.
I have no idea. Okay. But yeah, so this year,
but it doesn't matter because like on Madden, one of the best quarterbacks is one of the Mingos. One of the best receivers is Snoop Dogg. It all comes out in the wash.
Where's Jimmy Butler on that list, by the way?
You know what? Let me take a look because I'm looking at the top ones.
We all know
right
how
here.
Good he was in the playoffs.
So all the teams in the 90s, or all the players in the 90s, you got LeBron, Giannis, Anthony Davis in this order from top to bottom. Harden, Curry, Kevin Durant, Damian Lillard, Luka Doncic. How about that? He's got a 94 on here. And you know what, John? Jimmy Butler sitting there at a 93. Guess who is tied with 90 with a good old Jason Tatum? Kyrie Irving, also okay. With a 90 on this list as well. But, I mean, it is impressive. Tatum is higher than Klay Thompson, Donovan Mitchell, Rudy Gobert, Jamal Murray, Zion Williamson. He's better than all those guys.
Mitchell can't be too far behind.
Donovan Mitchell is sitting at an 88, so he is Jason Tatum 2 points ahead of him.
Well, now, that's highway robbery.
So what are you hearing, John? Because I don't rumors this around this time don't really – I don't buy too much stock into it. And I know that you've been talking in your updates about reports that Gordon Hayward has some interest from the Pacers. How much should we buy into this?
Well, I mean, this rumor has been around for a while. Indiana right. wants to make a change. They have some guys they extended out to long-term contracts that they really want to get rid of. And Gordon Hayward will bring fans in. I mean, he's a Butler kid. He grew up near there. So I can see why they would want to bring him in. The question is, why would the Celtics want to make this deal? I mean, if Indiana's talking about trading Victor Oladipo or Sabonis or even Brogdon, I can kind of see where you'd come from, although I don't know why Indiana would trade Brogdon. The Celtics don't need a point guard at this point. But, I mean, Miles Turner's another name that's tossed around. I don't know if there's necessarily a match unless you somehow do Oladipo for Gordon Hayward straight up and then you get the contract from Oladipo long term. I don't really see it. I don't see it happening.
So there's that rumor, and then there's the Andre Drummond rumor that
all right,
I keep hearing.
Here's a question for you guys. Andre Drummond has a $28.7 million opt-in year. Gordon Hayward has a $34 million opt-in year. If they both opt in, I checked this out. I went in online. There's a trade checker that you can do. Would you trade Gordon Hayward for Andre Drummond straight up for 1 year?
Yes.
The trade works. Yes. It works.
And people crap on Andre Drummond's work ethic, and they don't think he would be able to buy in with
the Celtics. He can't shoot threes. He'll shoot maybe 10 threes a season. That goes against what the metrics tell you.
No, he's a rim protector. Yes. He's a rebound machine.
He's one of the best two or three rebounders in the league.
He could use him against Bam Adebayo.
He's a double machine. And the other thing about Adebayo is he's not a stationary object. He's not a dinosaur. He's got the athletic ability to go out and defend on the perimeter.
The one thing about Drummond is those free throws are nice.
Can't have him on the floor at the end of a good close playoff game.
Which, by the way, makes me even more pissed that Anthony Davis is so damn good at that.
It's because he was a point guard. It was because he grew 7 inches after he'd already been a good player. I mean, he had the dexterity. He learned all that stuff.
Drummond's led the league in rebounding four or five times in his career. He's I think he was 17 and 15 last year.
Yeah, Drummond is crazy. For what the Celtics need, and they don't need Drummond to be their best player, what they need, to be just a rim protector and a guy inside that can rebound, that's what he is.
We're all in an agreement. I would do that trade in a second.
Kind of extension. No. I don't want an extension.
For one year. The question is... Yeah. Why would Cleveland do that?
I don't know.
That's the question.
Yeah, I don't know why they would do that. So, but yeah, if you just wanted to swap the two, Drummond fills a hole that you need.
I would do that. I would think if Danny had somehow pulled that off, that would be
but
magical.
Every time, well, you said magical,
yes,
and you
I
said
did.
Drummond.
Oh.
This is like the magic eight ball?
I heard magic in all this talk of Drummond.
Don't tease me. Don't tease me. If you're going to do it, do it.
They've been looking in the other room.
Let me see.
Don't tease me. It's Friday.
Well,
I want this.
Let's go to the magic eight ball and see what the magic
it's not
eight
that
ball
one.
Says.
No. No.
The different strokes eight ball.
Oh, strokes maybe. But under strokes dash.
Oh, please.
Looking under that, Rich, and we can't find anything.
Oh, this come on.
Maybe you never made a
different strokes
eight ball.
Different strokes
eight ball.
Yeah,
not
we
the
don't
same
have
without the intro.
The two-minute intro is what made it.
No, that's right.
That's the whole bit. It's the two-minute intro. Yeah, that's it. It's a shame. It's out there on Mars. It's out there. You know what it is? It played from our towers at one glorious time, and then it made it so...
No, that's the Strokes. It's not different Strokes. I knew that was coming.
Now, if you believe there's life in this universe or in another universe, right now those radio waves are far out into the Milky Way.
It's Billy Squire, the Stroke. Yeah. That's not quite it. Right
no, there. That is not.
No, it is not.
Matthew McConaughey, can you find it?
I'm sure he'll have to look for it. I'm sure he's probably somewhere like digging through the...
Indeed.
All right.
Well,
so,
it took a lot of guts for you to go down there and face the Gooch. So I forgive you.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Drummond.
There you have it.
There is a Mr. Drummond joke in the new Borat movie, Fred. So that's waiting for you.
Hot dog.
Hot dog. All right. So, by the way, the NBA draft is going to be held virtually on November 18th. There's a little bit of weird news that I think you can read into with the NHL, and that is that they are not going to be having the Winter Classic, which says to me that they're just in no place to start the season on January 1st.
Yeah.
Which is obviously a bummer because I think most people had speculated that right about then was when they would launch things.
Okay. Well, what I will say about that is I don't know if that's true because it's much easier to start the season than it is to have something in a stadium. So,
if I was the NHL, I'd like have four stadiums and play all outdoor games to start.
See, I think that I think it's much easier to start to be a little bit have a little bit of softer opening. Wait a second. Hang on.
On an unseasonably warm day in September 1979, a gray stretch limo.
I think that I think it's much easier to start to be a little bit have a little bit of softer opening. Wait a second. Hang on.
On an unseasonably warm day in September 1979, a gray stretch limo pulled up to a basketball court in Harlem, New York. There, two African-American boys, one an adolescent with a newsboy hat, the other freakishly small with kidneys that had been ravaged by a cruel disease, ran into the limo. Inside sat a middle-aged millionaire, Philip Drummond. He had made a fortune in real estate, but little did the boys know, with his success came a horrible secret. Mr. Drummond had become interested in the occult while a member of the Skull and Bones at Yale University. What started as a way for college men to blow off steam became infinitely more serious when Mr. Drummond found that he could curse buildings to be sold to him at very well below asking price. By the time he was in his late 30s, Mr. Drummond had accumulated a vast fortune from selling these undervalued properties for massive profit. He had also learned that he loved Satan, the being that he credited for his grand fortune. One night in 1979, after the two boys, Willis and Arnold, had went to bed, Mr. Drummond, while drunk on sherry, mistakenly made his plea to Satan while in the same room as Arnold's toy, Magic 8 Ball. In the confusion, the spirit of Satan entered the 8-ball, making it able to solve any problem asked to it. To this day, the 8-ball solves the problems for the lucky few that know of its existence. Now, due to the courage of a few great men, the powers of the Magic 8-Ball are available for you, good radio listener. Now all please bow to the Different Strokes 8-Ball!
And you'd ask the 8-ball question.
Now, all we need is the Friday song at the end, and it's a perfect a perfect circle. We could end the show.
That was it. I mean, listen, at least it was a very brief intro to explain what was going on.
Well, that was the thing. That was the thing. You have to know the backstory, or you're not going to get
it. Mr. Drummond, while drunk on sherry.
Yeah, he was drunk on sherry. And if NBC Sports Boston had any balls on it and any money, I would have had a drunken, white-haired man stumbling around a room where a carafe of sherry had spilled over, with some CGI happening of the wind blowing and lightning striking. You can picture it in your mind. It's very well written.
I know.
It's very well written.
You know, I just
what's happening?
Yes. Oh, I thought we were getting
nice T-shirt, Tom.
What is that?
I don't know. I hit a button.
I thought we were gonna get Catherine Tappan doing the full thing.
No, you gotta turn it off. You gotta turn it off. When that happens. All right.
And all of a sudden, it triggered Rob Gronkowski speaking. By the way, speaking of fantastic TV shows, the number one streamed show on Netflix. Any guesses?
The Office.
Cobra Kai. It is now moved to the number one spot. It's the other shows are very strange. They just came out with their third quarter earnings report, and The Umbrella Academy and Lucifer are like near the top.
My wife loves Lucifer.
Well, here's the deal.
She plowed through all five seasons of that.
What is that why you become Evil Wallach every once in a while?
Could be.
And show up with a goatee?
Yeah.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Dr. Demento is not so funny and self-effacing anymore. It's quite a different story. The thing about Netflix is whatever's number one is whatever they put on the front of their page. It's just because people click on it and watch it. It's not a mystery. You could put anything up there and people are going to watch it. It's impossible to find anything.
Well, the one thing about Cobra Kai I just learned, did you know that 80% of that show is filmed in guess where? Kennesaw, Georgia.
No way.
Oh, yeah. The All Valley Karate Championship, that is at Kennesaw State University.
Wow.
Stripper U. They have to have the episode where they go to the place where they sell the Klan robes at Wildman's. They have not done that yet. So maybe strippers. That's in season three.
Kennesaw State University, so many strippers. So many lovely strippers. All right. Cobra Kai is good. I wish they would release
really
the third season.
I agree.
But they haven't released the third season. The last episode of season two, they just said, this is what it is, and we're never changing. The girl that was on the Disney Channel, though, she became very attractive. Am I right or am I wrong? Rich is gone.
That was it?
No, I'm right.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I was told he was gone.
Hi.
All right. Everybody.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.